Dear friends, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter number 6. For just the next few moments, we want to be able to look at a passage of Scripture that is found in Ephesians chapter 6. We want to begin today by reading verses 10 down through verse number 12. Our message is entitled today, In the Midst of Conflict. In the Midst of Conflict. In Ephesians chapter 6, begin reading in verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, dear friends, the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture. Share with you today a message that has to do with the conflict that we all face. I tell you today, dear friend, if you look at your life and you may be saying and thinking today that you're not in conflict, I can tell you, dear friend, the old adversary is having his way with you, because I can tell you on the authority of God's that we all face this area, and he's ruthless in his tactics to destroy and to bring you to an all-time low. When I looked here at this passage, I found in Ephesians chapter 6, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the Apostle Paul. For you see, dear friends, the book of Ephesians is the first of the prison epistles. And Paul was in the midst of much in way of conflict. But you see, dear friends, Paul knew the remedy for the cause that he was in. Paul knew what it took to rise above. And I pray today, in the midst of your conflict, that you will look to the one, trust in faith in the one who can bring you, praise God, where you need to be. Have you ever wondered and thought why the world around us is so dire? Why that the things around us seem so out of sorts? Have you thought about how that the world seems to be getting worse and worse with each passing day? I can tell you today, dear friends, Paul knew this all too well. And he began to convey this word to the church there at Ephesus. He was encouraging them to be steadfast, to be unmovable, and apply the Word of God to their lives. I tell you today, dear friends, it is of the utmost importance that we apply the Word of God to our lives in this lost, dying, and so needful world. The Bible teaches us that a city that is set on a hill can't be hid. We today that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior are the lights to this lost, dying, and needful world. You say, Brother Lynn, I'm down and out. I'm low, and I'm despondent to the will of the Holy Spirit. I tell you today, friends, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I can tell you today, if you look to Him, He'll lift you up. He'll bless your heart, and He, praise God, will enable you to stand. Notice here, what Paul was speaking about to the Spirit-bled believers, those Spirit-believers who had the blood applied to their life. Notice here what he said. He said, finally, my brethren, he's coming to a conclusion. He's coming to a great climax. Oh, dear friend, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What did he mean by that? He was saying this. You and I can't stand on our own. But praise be to God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If we will look to him, put our trust in him, and look to the Lord for the help that we so desperately need, he will bless us and help us to attain victory in the world today. Oh, dear friends, in the midst of this conflict, we sometimes feel defeated. Sometimes we feel that victory won't ever come. Oh, dear friends, I got news for you today. We've already won. If you know Jesus Christ and the blood has been applied to your life, you have victory. You may not feel victorious. You may not act victorious. But if you will look to Jesus Christ, who is and forever will be the author and the finisher of our faith, he will bless you and help you, praise God, to feel victorious. Oh, dear friends, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, I don't do it on my own, and neither can you. But praise be to God, all things can be done through him. That's what Paul was preaching here to the church there at Ephesus. You say, why was that so needed? It's because that the battles were intense and they raged mightily, not only in Paul's life, but in our lives today. People say, oh, that group is so evil. Oh, the sin and iniquity with him or her is so great. Oh, dear friends, it's much larger. It's much greater than that. You say, what do you mean, Brother Lynn? Those that are sinful, those that are ruthless in their actions. You know, dear friends, they're just agents of the devil. They're just those that are pawns for the old adversary who walks about seeking whom that he may devour. I tell you, when Paul seen his life as one being imprisoned, he seen that the threat was much greater than the Roman Empire. He knew his captors, though they were sinful, they were ruled by the old devil himself. I tell you today, dear friends, it takes a man and woman and boy and girl with a discerning spirit in their heart to see where they are and praise God where they need to be. Oh, I believe, dear friends, that if you look very closely at your life, I know I can look at my life and see where that the battle has been in its most ferocious and its most intense. And the Lord God Almighty has blessed and he's helped and he's enabled for us to rise above. That's what Paul is saying here in this text to the church of the Ephesians. They can rise above if they're willing, praise God, to stand. They got to stand. Oh, why is that so important? Well, Paul, in the passage that we read, he mentioned it three times. The problem in the world today with those that are in the midst of conflict have laid down on God. They've laid down on the Lord. I tell you today, if you want to feel triumphal in your life, stand for the Lord. Stand. You say, well, I can't stand. No, you can't. But you can in the power of his might. Because you can see, dear friends, what Paul is telling this church, that there is something greater that is within them than is in the world. I tell you today, blood-bought believer, there's something greater that is in you that is in the world. Why is things so wicked today? Why is people so callous and malice today? Oh, I believe, dear children, that the old adversary is turning that heat up. He's doing all that he can to bring havoc and trouble to the lives and the hearts of the Christian. For the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, in chapter 12, in verse number 12, that he knows his time is short. Oh, dear friends, never take it upon your heart to think that Satan don't know this word. He knows it from cover to cover, and he knows that the soon coming of the Lord Lord is at hand. That's why today, more so than it's been in decades, that old world around us is reeking in evil. It is. More so today than it's ever been. I told a gentleman the other day, I can remember when you could go in the old hollers up here and you could go into the churches and they never did have to lock their door. They may have been mean and they may have been into everything, but they respected God's house and they respected God's people. But now in the day and time in which it is we live in a society, it's all about me. Who cares about you? They soon kill you. And to look at you, I tell you, that's simply because that the old devil that spawned from the very pit of hell is having his way in people's lives today. I believe that the child of God must stand and proclaim the good news of the gospel before a lost, dying, and needful world before the Lord comes for his church. Paul said in the last days, perilous times will come. That's what he told young Timothy. You know why he said that? Because things was going to come when evil was going to be so great and the sin would be flowing like a river in people's lives, that he would be having his way as never before. I thought about Paul being in that prison cell. I thought about this man who strive to do all that he could do for the cause of Christ. You say, Brother Lynn, I just can't understand a great man like Paul and Satan in the midst. I tell you, friends, the old devil was right beside Jesus Christ in the upper room. All you have to do is read John chapter 13. Judas was there. The devil will create problems in Paul's life. If he will sit right beside Jesus, then you can rest assured he'll be all over you. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 13 and verse number 27, after their supper, after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, thou that doest, do quickly. Oh, you see, dear friends, what we're saying is this. Your adversary, who is ruthless and cunning, he has a desire to tear you down, to go where you go. I can tell you today, dear friends, he went to bed early last night just to sit by you today. Why? Because he hates. He loathes. Our hearts get heavy. It's easy for us to look at him or her and they and them, but I can tell you the root of it all is evil and sin. Paul was speaking about us, children of faith, are to do something. You say, Brother Liam, what can we do? Oh, dear friends, we're to stand. Stand in the very midst and in the power of God and take what the Lord has so given us so that we can be about the Father's business. The Bible says in verse number 11 of Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In this so evil day, I tell you, dear friends, the Lord has given you, He's given me, praise God, what we need in the midst of His conflict. Oh, dear friends, let us adorn ourselves with that breastplate. Let us take the helmet. Let us shod our feet. Let us gird up for the cause of Christ. We must. I can tell you today, dear friends, on the authority of God's word, we may not be doing all that we can do, but you can rest assured the devil is. He's doing all he can do to bring pain and suffering to your life and my life. He's doing all that he can to manipulate, to estrange, to bring people in a world of disarray. He's doing all he can to worry you, to trouble you, and to cause conflict in your life. That's his dying desire. Satan wants to do that. So here Paul was, this old grungy, dark, cold prison, knowing that Satan had a desire to bring pain, hardship, and conflict to his world. And I thought long and hard when we began to ponder this scripture. The Holy Spirit began to remind me, oh, how important that it is that we know the very root of that evil. You say, Brother Lynn, what hope do I have? Oh, dear friends, our hope is in the Word of God. You say, Brother Lynn, I just don't feel very victorious. Well, I can tell you today, you can through the power of the Lord. For Jesus said in the book of Luke, in chapter 10, in verse number 18, as he was addressing his disciples, Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Oh, dear friends, there was a war in heaven. Satan was defeated. And I tell you today, if you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and the blood of the Lamb had been applied to you, I can tell you today on the thought of His Word, you have victory. You have every reason to stand and no reason to lay down. You have every reason to be happy and joyous in the day and time in which it is that we live. You say, Brother Lynn, what do I have to be happy about? Jesus died for you. Jesus died for us. People says, well, the Lord Jesus Christ cried out, it is finished, from the cross. Yes, He did. But dear friends, that was a victory cry. That was a victory cry when Jesus cried out, it is finished. Well, you see, dear friends, the Roman nails never held Jesus to the cross. What held Jesus to Calvary's tree was the love that He had for you and I. We're in the midst of conflict. The Lord of this old world, the God of this old world, is running here, He's running there, He's running everywhere. He's bringing problem. He's bringing hardship. He's bringing calamity. He's bringing crisis to us. A young man I met last week was going through much in way of hardship. Very easy to point at him or her or this or that. But I said, you know what the bottom line is? The bottom line is sin. The bottom line is evil. The bottom line is the will that Satan has for the hearts and lives of mankind. That's where it comes from.
And I tell you today, dear friends, what we must do in this dispensation of grace in these last days is to stand in the very midst of conflict.
If the world don't see it through you, it's not going to see the goodness of God at all. It's very hard for a good soldier to wage war if him or her is always laying down. Paul would stress the importance of standing. I thought about that so much. People says, well, Brother Lent, I feel so trapped. I feel so bound. I feel like a captive. Well, Jesus, when he was preaching in Nazareth, in the synagogue, he tells us there in chapter number 4, in verse number 18, that he came to lead the captive free. I tell you today, friends, if you feel captive, if you feel bound, I tell you, the truth will set you free. You stand for Jesus. You stand for the Lord. And not all the demons in hell can oppress you, though they may try, though they may seek to find a weakness in your life. Adorn oneself with the armor of God and allow the Lord to bless you to stand. You have family that's lost. You have family that are backslidden. You have family that are not in God's will. I do. You do. We all do. Let me tell you, friends, if the world around us don't see Jesus Christ in us, you can rest assured it will see something in the devil. He'll show them. It'd be awful hard for me to be seen down behind this pulpit. Praise be to God, if I stand, you can see me. May not be much to be seen. But I can tell you today, dear friends, there is something in me that indwells me, that has blessed me and helped me, praise God, in the midst of the conflict that we're in. Our jobs, our schools, our workplaces, our families. The trouble and the trials and the hardships are too numerous to count. I hope you had a good week last week. I hope all went well with you last week. If it did, praise God. Because you don't know what this week will hold. I have an inclination of what is in store for me. I have to lean. I have to take a tight grip. You know why? Because the old devil desires to create problems in my life just as he does in your life. What's it going to take for Lynn? It's going to take the same for Lynn as it is for Bob, as it is for Joey, as it is for Jessica. It's going to take one, praise God, to stand. Mr. Conflict. It's easy to lay down. It's easy for you to lay down early this morning, but when that old alarm clock went off, it might have been hard for you to get up. How many of us has ever hit the snooze button? You know, our problem is we've hit the snooze button of the Lord so many times. So many times. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, it is time for us not just to get up, but praise God, stand up in the midst of these crises. Allow the Lord Jesus Christ to bless you, to help you, and enable you to be able to stand for Him. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesian church, being imprisoned as he was, being oppressed as he was, being despised as he was, being hated as he was, still seeing the need to rise. If there was ever a day of opposition, it's today. Just look around. Just look around. Things is condoned, things is accepted, things is embraced that is contrary to the Word of God. You say, well, how did things get that way? Did this bill get passed? Did these people do this? Did this happen? Or did that happen? I tell you, its root cause is sin. And it may not be causing a conflict in your life, but I can tell you today, dear friends, in somebody's life, it is. Why would we say that? We say that because Satan knows what buttons to push in your life, just as he knows what buttons to push in my life. Satan knows how to manipulate. Satan knows how to cause problems and hardship. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at Paul's letter, notice here what the old apostle would say here in Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 12. Take note of this, for Paul would write, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Friend, that unseen world is very visible in the hearts of so many. Because he's had his way for so long. Is evil real? Yes. Is sin real? Yes. Is hardship numerous? Yes. If I could wipe it away in your life, in my life, I would have done it before I got up here today. And when I got up here and I looked at your life, I would have started wiping in your life. But I can tell you today, dear friends, there's things that I face, there's things that you face, that's just too big for us. But praise be to God, there is nothing too great or too big for the one who brings peace in the midst of conflict. So here we are, 2024. And things is very hard in many people's lives. And I thought about Paul with all the good that he had done and where he had ended up in his cause for Christ. And then I thought about how that no doubt he reflected and echoed these words of Christ in his heart. For you see, Jesus, the good shepherd, would tell us in John chapter 10, in verse number 10, he said this, the thief, speaking of Satan, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. What's he saying? Is the old devil, he can't destroy or kill a child of God, but he can wreck and destroy your witness and your testimony and rob you of the joy that you need for serving a risen Lord. He suppresses your light, and he suppresses my light. And how is these old sinners and backsliders that encounter you are going to see the light? For they're wandering around in darkness. Listen, you might say, well, I'm not a giant for Jesus. Well, dear friends, neither am I. But I do know this, the least little spark dispels darkness. And I can tell you today, dear friends, if you have Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, praise God, you have the light of His love. In the midst of your crisis, in the midst of your war, in the midst of your battle, in the midst of your trial, you have the Lord in your life if you know Him. Notice what our Savior said. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's to hinder, the followers of Christ. But notice what Jesus would follow by saying. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, what's he saying? He's saying this in the very midst of your worst. Praise be to God. You can have peace through me. Why? Because Christ is the Prince of Peace. He would tell us in the Gospels, he didn't come to send peace, he came to send conflict. You know why he did that? Because you're never going to obtain peace till the conflict is laid to the side. And let the peace of God reign in your heart. In the midst of conflict, Jesus is Lord. In the midst of your problems, Jesus is Lord. When Paul was at his lowest, Jesus was at his nearest. When you're at your lowest and you feel as though no one is close, Jesus is closer than a brother. You know what that did for Paul? The same thing that it does for us. It sustains us. It brings us joy. You know, you've heard that old song, Joy Unspeakable. You can't put it into words. You can't muster enough sentences displaying its goodness. Many scholars and theologians, when they look at the book of Ephesians, they liken it to the book of Joshua. Joshua, the Old Testament book. Joshua would be the one that would lead the children of Israel into the land of milk and honey. When you think about Joshua, you think about somebody who was commanded to do something. And I thought about Paul. Paul was commanded to stand, and the believers are commanded to stand. The book of Joshua, in chapter number 1 and verse number 8, the Lord, speaking to Joshua, says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest." There's no low you can go that a long, strong arm of the Lord is not able to reach you. That blessed my heart. Because sometimes in the midst of conflict, sometimes in the midst of trial, sometimes in the midst of the havoc that life brings, it seems as though there's no hope. But, oh, dear friends, if you know Jesus, hope resides in you. That's what blessed Paul in the midst of that prison. And it is our prayer today that that's what blesses you in the midst of your conflict. There's wars raging in your life, in my life, in all of our lives. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get to the point that I hope for the best, but I expect the worst. And I've caught myself sometimes when things have been going good, not too worried, not too stressed. Sometimes find myself wondering what's about to happen. That's just the way it is in this life. But praise be to God that in the midst of our conflict, praise His glorious name, we don't go it alone. Dear friend, you don't go it alone. I may not always be there. Your church family may not always be there. But you can know this, that the Lord Jesus Christ never leaves you, nor does He forsake you. He's always there. Let's stand to our feet. I encourage you this week to take a few moments to read Ephesians chapter number 6. It'll bless your heart. It'll bless you in tremendous ways. And it will help you to endure, be able to face the challenges that is before you. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I need to get started. Well, listen. If you're backslidden on the Lord, He's got a desire and a plan for you today. If you're lost and undone, He had a plan for you over 2,000 years ago at a place called Golgotha. Today, dear friends, can be a new start. Today, dear friends, the turning of the tide of that war can take place in your heart. It's easy, I know, to lay down. And as we stated a little while earlier, it's sometimes hard to stand. But let me tell you something. You take a step for Jesus, and not all the devils in hell can prevent you from doing what it is that the Lord would have you to do. So if you're here today, and you need to come for whatever reason, please do.